So here's some context for you. We, by God's grace and the leading of the Holy Spirit, planted Emmaus Church in, the church launched in January 2011. And so for 3 years now, almost 3 years, it'll be 3 years in January, this has been a church that's mobile, church in a box, as they say. And essentially what that means is you have a shared location where you show up and you set up and you tear down, and without an army of volunteers to make it happen, it won't happen. And you just pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to fill volunteers and help them not to burn out and to continue on with the mission that Christ has called us to. So here we are after almost 3 years, close to 3 years, and we've been praying really for about 10 or 11 months now specifically for the Lord to provide a long-term facility for Emmaus Church. That's been our prayer. We have been really moving in that direction. We've been actively looking. We've been asking the Lord to show us. The Lord, we thought, showed us, and then the Lord completely shut the door in our faces and changed directions. And here we are. I informed you. All that brings us to today. Last Sunday, I told you that this facility, I kind of gave you, for the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about this facility at 75 Maddox Road in Buford. This facility, just kind of a, you know, in a nutshell, just some bullet points about this facility. It's 17,000 total square feet. There's about 6,000 square feet and some change of office and discipleship space. There's about 10,200 square feet that is really just large warehouse space that becomes the worship area, that becomes children's space. Kids' rooms are actually already built, handicap accessible bathrooms already installed. Really tons of cosmetic work and some build out still needs to be done in that facility. So that's kind of the facility in a nutshell. So we've been talking for the past couple of weeks and having meetings and having discussions with the influencers and the owners and people, you know, kind of the powers that be, the city of Buford. And here's what I can tell you. So last Sunday, we reported to you that that Friday before last Sunday, we had submitted our official letter of intent to the owner saying, look, here it is. Here's our intent for the building. Here's what we would want to use it for. Here's the terms, this, that, and the other. This past week, the owner responded favorably to our letter of intent, okay? And the owner actually sent us a lease, which is really, really, really good news. That's great news. That's awesome news. I think it is. I think it's awesome news. Maybe, you know, we'll figure it out. Now here's what here's where we're at. So this past week we have had a real estate attorney looking through that lease with like a fine-tooth comb. But because I want to make sure that we do due diligence, you know, we talked about the fact that Jesus told us to count the cost, right? And so we're counting the cost. We've got this real estate attorney looking at this lease along with our realtor. And tomorrow we are to get back to the owner kind of with our response to the lease that he sent. But I say all this to say to you, we literally have a lease sitting in front of us. And now it's a matter of, okay, Lord, is this what you're calling us to? Okay, and so we're going to have a conversation with the owner tomorrow. Now, I'm telling you all this because just so you know, we could be, barring anything crazy, all right? Barring anything out of the ordinary, unforeseen, we could be signing this lease as soon as this week, okay? Here's what we're asking for, just to clarify. What we're asking for in this lease is that we would essentially take the building. We would have the building on September the 1st. It would be ours. And then immediately the plan is on September the 1st to begin the build out of the space, the 10,200 square foot space that would become the worship center and the kids' rooms. Okay, so we would immediately begin build out there while having access beginning September 1st to the 6,000 some odd square feet part of the building where we can begin having Bible studies and discipleship and membership classes and all of those things. So I say that to you. To say this, tomorrow, church, I'm calling, like I'm seriously, like as your pastor, I'm calling you to fast tomorrow, okay? So please, please fast. So maybe it's breakfast, maybe it's lunch, maybe it's dinner, whatever it is. But I'm asking you to maybe, kind of like we talked about last week, that there would be a moment tomorrow specifically where you would abstain from food and whatever you would normally eat, that you take a break, that you would get along with Jesus, and that you would really pray on behalf of your church. So this week I've been hanging out really past couple weeks in the Ascent Psalms, kind of towards the end of the book of Psalms, and in Psalm 127 this week, here's what the Lord reminded me of. Psalm 127 is an Ascent Psalm, and here's what it says, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. I mean, so it doesn't get more clear than that. So we can have meetings with owners, and we can talk to realtors, and we can get real estate attorneys to look at everything we want to. But the reality is, our trust ultimately isn't in an attorney or a realtor or an owner. Our trust ultimately is in God Almighty, who oversees this entire process, and under whose hand we humble ourselves gladly. And so we're asking the Lord, so tomorrow as you fast, tomorrow as you pray, ask the Lord from beginning to end, protect us, lead us, and if this be his will, to make this thing happen. Again, we need discernment, we need wisdom, because the lease is sitting in front of us right now. What this also means is that if we take this building, if we get approval to have this building on September 1st, then that means we have 4 Sundays, including today, to raise funds for the build out and for the renovation that will take place before a single hammer goes and hits a single nail. And so that's an awesome gift. And we would have that going up to the build out. But again, tomorrow, pray, fast. And you know what, church? Here's the deal. Celebrate. Celebrate Jesus, because he's good. He's just good, and he is wise, and he is, like we talked about last week and the week before, he is so much smarter than we are. He is omnipotent, and he is omniscient, and we are dumb. Amen. We're just dumb, and I say that in a lovingly way. We're dumb, and I'm dumb, but he is good, and he knows what's going on, and he's got this. He's got this. Here's what I wanted to do this morning. So for the past 3 years since we planted Emmaus Church, until we see elders installed as part of this body of believers, we have had particularly 3 men who have a heart for ministry, a heart for Jesus, a heart for God's church, who I highly respect and regard as men of God. And these men have given of their time, not paid a dime, they've given of their time for the past 3 years to pray for us as a church, to meet on a regular basis, to drive a long way. I mean, from Athens, Marietta, other side of Gwinnett, drive a long way to come to meet on a regular basis, to pray for us, to meet, to kind of help make some decisions, to give your pastors some wisdom, this outside board of overseers. And I've asked Sam Ward, who has been a member of this board of overseers, a point guy on this board since really the beginning, since before the church even launched. I've asked Sam this morning maybe to come up, give a report, brother. So would y'all put your hands together? Appreciate Sam Ward, please.
Well, it certainly is a pleasure to be here, even though I really can't see you very well. Back in May of 2010, Anson and I actually met for lunch in about 2.5 hours, and he began to share a vision, what God was calling him to, called Emmaus Church, and we talked and talked and talked, and I asked him every hard question I could come up with. I actually walked away from the meeting and told my daughter, I said, I'll probably never hear from Anson again. In the process, and then lo and behold, he called back and said, would you be willing to serve on the board of elders, the board of overseers? And I said, that would certainly be my privilege. And we started in May of 2010, first meeting in their dining room, and then it's been a privilege to watch all of this unfold, to see God at work in such a way that it can only be attributed to God working. Not only in the things that you've been prosperous in, but the things that God has closed the door in, because you've seen him work in many, many ways. So it is a great place where you are. Now, I represent the overseers here this morning, and it is a privilege, because we met end of last month, at the facility. And I walked in to the parking lot and looked and said, oh, this is good. Walked inside and started walking around. We took the tour and looked at the different places and walk through there. I don't know if you've ever been in a place where you walked in and you looked at something and you could see things. Not just building, but you could see things. I could see you there. I could see you having ministry there. The opening that God has given, the opportunity before you, is huge. And I want to commend you on something, because the only reason you have the privilege of being there is because you have consistently, over time, financially contributed to this ministry. You'll have opportunity to see the rewards of all that, because I'm telling you that we sat in the meeting and got more excited about the whole idea. You know, I'm kind of the, they look at me, I'm the senior member, not by vote because I'm old. That's the only reason. But they look at me because I have background, and every time it comes to numbers and things, they say, Sam, what does this look like? And so I go through the numbers. That's kind of my thing I look at. And I said, this looks great. But the opportunity before you is so huge, because your giving is going to allow things to take place, so when you step in the door, things will be in place. And it is genuinely, genuinely exciting to start back in May of 2010, to be standing here this morning and to see what God has done. The people he's brought together, called Emmaus Church, and to see that you want to lift Jesus up. And hey, it's not about buildings. I think you know that. But the ministry opportunity that is there, as I walked through the facility, I could see it. I could just see it taking place. I could see you in different places. It was just, it was awesome. And with not a ton of work to be done. So if you see God working, it's so great to see that take place. You'll see him working. And what we believe as a board of overseers is that 75 Maddox Road in Buford, Georgia, is the place for Emmaus to be. We prayed through it. We've voted on it. We said, let's take the next step to where we need to go. And it is thrilling to see God work in such a way that you'll have the opportunity to step into that. But I'll challenge you, just like Anson did. It's not done yet. Fast. Pray, ask God to lead in such a way that it's clear it's his hand. And then you'll have a story to tell about what Jesus has done in this body called Emmaus. It's my privilege now to pray for you. And this, I just can't tell you how excited I am. I had a chance to worship with you before, different occasions. I try to slide over here once a quarter to see what's going on, to check up on Anson and see what's happening. But it's such a privilege to be here, and God has blessed you so much and so mightily. So it's my privilege. Could I pray with you now as God launches forward on this? Father, thank you. We lift up Jesus, your Son. We rest in the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, I ask that you continue your work as we move forward, Lord, with such excitement, such enthusiasm, not generated up from just our emotions, but from the deep seat of who we are, and believing that you're moving in such a way that you would be lifted up and you would be glorified, and that this is an opportunity to have a place for ministry, to where, Lord, it's just such a privilege of mine to walk in there and see the people of Emmaus walk around in that building, share Jesus, encourage one another. Lord, what a privilege it is. Thank you for the opportunity of being here this morning. Father, I pray that you would encourage this body as only you can, and that you would lift up your Son as only you can, and that as you go forward, it's not about the building, but it's about your life and your ministry. Thank you for the privilege of being here this morning, and I pray your blessings on this service as we continue to worship, to hear in the Word how your Son is lifted up. Thank you for where you've brought this church, and I pray your blessings on it, and I ask these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.